some players described it to us?
Oh, it was your standard Christmas affair, really. You know, we get up at 5 this morning and came here for a hockey game at 6 o'clock, and so there wasn't a lot of ease, I didn't think, for either team, certainly not ours, but we're kind of good at that, you know, and good finish.
They had Minnesota, that has had kind of a territorial edge, I thought, through the most of the first two. How do you account for that?
We had a little bit of a hard time moving the puck. I thought that they've just came off their power plays well. You know, there wasn't much going for them early. We were good. And then power plays, they got it rolling. The building gets going. It's a loud place. And it settled down. Nobody, I don't think either team felt particularly comfortable with the lead. And that's the way the game went. You know, at the end of the day, it was going to take more than a break. You know, Andrew Ladd took a real nasty high stick there, and he was bleeding real hard on the bench and wouldn't come off the bench and scores the overtime winner. So that's kind of what I'm taking from this game. It's what I like about this team. And it was deserving because he found himself in the box and we got the lead and gave it back. And it was just kind of that game. But, you know, he was bleeding pretty good. They weren't sure whether we were going to be able to keep him on the bench, and he wouldn't come off the bench and got the good result.
How do you think your goaltender played?
Yeah, the goalie was good, and it wasn't easy, I don't think, for either guy, because there was some strange stuff going on. It wasn't was not an easy game to play goal, but you knew that going in. I mean, we've all seen these games enough times to know that's how they're played. Man, it was real good.
Question needs to be asked. Care to share your goaltending plans for Monday?
I don't have any yet. Didn't have any last week. Don't have any today. We'll watch the game. We got a pretty good idea who's going, but hanging on to that now. It's more fun that way, isn't it?
Did you see the winner? What do you think of the winner?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know what? Pucks at the net, right? All the standard stuff. But I don't think early in the year, there was a long stretch of hockey games that I felt that we were getting any breaks. Didn't want to say that up on the podium because it sounds like you're whining. But we had a lot of offense go off posts and some good stuff that didn't go for us that kept us in a lot of those games. So I guess at some point you're due for a break. But I'll go back to, and we don't get a power play on that high stick on Andrew, and he doesn't pull himself from the game, does the right thing. So there's more than just a break there. The hockey god smiled on a tough player.
How big a break was the disallowed goal?
No, it was a fair call. I mean, I don't view that as a and that was a pretty clean one, pretty obvious, pretty clean one.
They have an AHL goalie called up. Feel you guys tested him enough in the first couple?
Would have liked to get more to the net. We got an awful lot blocked, I think 18 blocked. There was nothing coming off our sticks. Passes, shots, dump-ins, chip-bys. There wasn't anything coming off our stick clean today. But we didn't go into that game waiting for our hands to show up. They weren't coming. That part wasn't going to be there tonight. We'll get it back going in practice and be a sharper team for the next one.